This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Boeing is now claiming a safety feature that might have helped the pilots of the two jets that crashed in Ethiopia and Indonesia shortly after takeoff will now be offered as standard equipment on the Boeing 737 MAX 8 jets. The equipment was missing in at least one of the jets because aircraft owners opted not to pay any extra money for the safety feature. President Trump has declared that Washington will recognize Israel's sovereignty over the disputed Golan Heights. Some think he's doing it to boost Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu a month before he faces an election. Mr. Trump speaks with Fox Business Network's Maria Bartiromo.
I've been thinking about doing it for a long time. It's been a very hard decision for every president. No president has done it.
It's not about Netanyahu's reelection.
No, I don't. I wouldn't even know about that.
This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one, our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
A Muslim call to prayer today in Christchurch and throughout New Zealand, where thousands gathered to remember the 50 people killed a week ago at two mosques. Imam Gamafuda.
Islamophobia is real. It's a targeted campaign to influence people to dehumanize and irrationally fear Muslims.
Two U.S. service members have been killed today in Afghanistan. Military officials in Kabul say they were conducting an unspecified operation. The location and who they were fighting is still unclear. Chairman Elijah Cummings of the House Oversight Committee says that Ivanka Trump and a White House aide have failed to save all of their emails as required by law. And Cummings says her husband Jared Kushner used a messaging app to conduct federal business outside government channels. He said this appears to violate the Presidential Records Act. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's still no word on when Jeanine Pirro will be returning to Fox. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Her Fox News primetime show, Justice with Judge Jeanine, has been bumped for a second straight week without explanation. Instead of Justice with Judge Jeanine, Fox will be airing Scandalous, the trial of William Kennedy Smith, at 9 p.m. Eastern, the same show that aired last Saturday in her time slot. Pirro was suspended by Fox after she read a scripted commentary questioning Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's patriotism on her March 9th broadcast, and it was criticized as Islamophobic. Fox publicly condemned the host's comments, and according to a source familiar with the matter, privately suspended her. Fox News declined to comment, though, and in recent days continued to say it won't elaborate on what it calls mere scheduling changes.
A family in Connecticut that's accused of creating the worst drug use problem in American history is facing a massive lawsuit. The suit targets the Sackler family, which owns Purdue Pharma, the maker of the painkiller OxyContin. 500 cities, counties, and Native American tribes are part of the suit filed in New York. It claims the family knowingly broke the law and got rich at the expense of those who became addicted to the opioid. The lawsuit accuses the family of downplaying the dangers of the painkiller, leading to a public health epidemic. The family denies any wrongdoing. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And if we're going to do it, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to take all hands on deck. We the people, we cannot have the silent majority silent any longer sitting on the sidelines. You need to get in the field of battle. It is a field of battle. Let me tell you, there's a war being fought. And a memo to the people, we are losing it. Listen to what former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright said. Drawing on her decades of experience, this next guest that is coming up, Farah Pandeef, unweaves the tangled web of extremism and demonstrates how government officials, tech CEOs, and concerned citizens alike can do their part to defeat it. This is an all-in, all-hands-on-deck kind of war that we're dealing with in our culture today. And as I mentioned, Farah Pandeef, an expert on terrorism and extremism, no matter who the source and how it is being conducted, she's been on top of it, and she is written a new book called How We Win. She is the author of that book. Farah, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good morning, and thank you so much.
Well, let's talk about this outside of the realm of political correctness. You know, we heard in the news a moment ago about Islamophobia, and we need to be careful with that because that seems to be a word used to invalidate and to shut people up. The fact of the matter is I think there's legitimate concerns. We spoke with a modern Muslim earlier, Rahil Raza, and she's fighting the good fight on behalf of modern Muslims so that we can ask critical questions and exercise critical thought for the purpose of, you know, being united. And that's how we win, is it not?
Well, you're asking a really important question, and I think it's fair to say that as we look at the world today in 2019, and we're obviously in the days and hours after sort of shocks of different types of hate, most recently in New Zealand, we're asking ourselves questions like, why is there a rise of hate globally? And hate is hate. It doesn't matter who the victim is. We can look at it through a lens of religion or race or gender or sexuality or whatever it happens to be. You cannot turn away from the fact that the numbers globally have dramatically shifted. So when we're looking at how to talk about it, you said something very important in your introduction, which is it takes all of us. And we have to be serious about what we know about how people get radicalized towards hateful ideologies of an us versus them.
Well, there's only so much we can do for others. It is, you know, kind of like, you know, I just flew from East Coast to West Coast again. We're reminded. I love the illustration there on the plane when they tell you that in the event of a loss of oxygen, the oxygen mask will come from, you know, from the bulkhead, from above your head, you know, pull it down and make sure you put the mask on yourself first, right? And that's the key, is that you have to be self-responsible. You are responsible for yourself, and that requires several things to do, as you point out. One of them is to understand that evil is evil, regardless of faith, religion, you know, your worldview. Evil is evil. It needs to be called out for what it is. And this is why I got to tell you, I was really grateful in a sense of what happened recently in New Zealand. The response here in this country, amongst people of faith especially, they came together and said, not in a house of worship, you know, nowhere, but especially not in a house of worship. Because if it can happen in a Muslim house of worship, why would it not happen in a Christian house of worship, which it has not only in this country, but around the world? And, you know, again, to your point, evil is evil. It needs to be called out for what it is so that we are all on the same page. But if we start using terms that invalidate and shut down the conversation, then we don't get to the point that we need to get to. And that is, again, dealing with, you know, the problem at hand and directly and honestly.
So we have to choose. We have to make a choice about the kind of communities we want to live in.
Mm-hmm.
And that requires each of us, as you just said, to make a very conscious decision about how we treat the other. And these horrifying attacks in New Zealand have happened in different ways in our own country, in churches and in synagogues, and in temples. Over the last few years, we've seen a really horrific damage being done to the discourse in our country because people are not taking stock of the tools that we have in everyday life to make a difference on how to build more comprehensively close and engaging communities.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is important that we remember that it isn't only from the top down, that it's also from the bottom up, how grassroots affect how neighborhood to neighborhood connects with each other. And you said something about in the aftermath of the attacks in New Zealand, how different faith communities came together. And I think one of the greatest, by the way, strengths of our country is our ability to build coalitions of people who believe in things together. And when we can come together and realize that there is great power in our ability to say that we won't stand for a community that is allowing us versus them to be prevalent, we can absolutely change the way we think about ourselves and our communities. That's been missing, Bill. I mean, one of the things that is so important for us to recognize is we have at every horrific event said, this can't happen again, we must do more, and yet the next thing happens. And what we know today, almost 20 years since 9/11, is that solutions are available and affordable. We have understood how radicalization happens. We have all kinds. I mean, we understand how the us versus them flourishes, and we know that communities can make a difference. My question for all of us is, why aren't we doing more? Why isn't this a priority for all of us?
Well, let me say this. This is my analysis and observation of, if I might say, fair, and I know you address this in your book, but the system is flawed. Our communication system is flawed. Ever since political correctness came into play and the First Amendment right has been compromised, we can't have the conversation. We can't ask questions. Critical thought has been thrown out. I mean, look at what happened with Judge Jeanine. She asked a question and she's put on timeout. And everybody, you know, I mean, and what it does is it feeds into this tribalism and this division. It doesn't bring us together. You know, I believe she asked a reasonable question. I've got people on my show. I mean, I travel from coast to coast. People ask the same thing. Say, how do you reconcile the Quran with the U.S. Constitution? I think it's a fair question to ask. But if you ask that question today, then you're accused of being Islamophobic.
I think it's important to have the capacity to be able to listen to others and to recognize the importance of free speech. There's no question about that. As Americans, we have to stand by the principles of free speech. That's what we stand for. That's who we are. But we also have to recognize that we are the most diverse group of humans anywhere in the world. And with that comes great recognition of responsibility about what we choose to do and how we choose to talk about the other. And I think that there are, in fact, respectful ways to have conversations that are difficult and challenging and open up the opportunity for discourse. Bill, I travel to nearly 100 countries as special representative to Muslim communities, and I served, as you said in the intro.
We only have. I'll tell you what, let's do this, because we're going to go to break here in about 5 seconds, and I don't want you to get too far down the road, because we're going to have to cut you off. We've got more from Farah Pandith after this.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444. Or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Our conversation with Farah Pandith continues. The diplomatic entrepreneur, foreign policy strategist, former diplomat and world-leading expert and pioneer in countering violent extremism. We're talking about her new book, How We Win. Farah, I wanted to pick up where we left off right before the break because you were starting to hit an important point that I believe our audience needs to hear.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. What I was saying is that having served in both the Bush and Obama administrations in the post 9/11 era, and traveling as extensively as I did around the world, you know, it is very clear that it is important that each of us choose to make a different, choice about what we're seeing around us. And being able to talk about what it is that we are seeing and ask questions in a respectful way. So one of the things that I say in my book is that we really we have an opportunity here to learn from the last basically two decades since our country was attacked on what we can do to build resilience mm-hmm. within communities and build the antibodies to be able to not be lazy on hate. And that's what we've been doing. We've been looking the other direction, thinking that it's somehow we're going to change the environment because we're not addressing an issue. You can't change it if we don't actually choose to make our communities stronger.
Without a doubt. And the other thing to consider here, and as I was going through your book, where I got to tell you, the first thought that came to mind is, does America have the capacity to manage the expansion that we're under? And by that, I'm looking at the cultural implosion that has taken place over the years. I remember not that long ago, I was in a church of, and during a Sunday service, there was about 1,500 people in the sanctuary. And the pastor, just for general purposes, asked to get a count of how many different cultures were represented in that body at that point in time. And believe it or not, there was over 170 different cultures. And this was a number of years ago. So when you think about all the cultures who have been drawn to that light on a shining hill here in America, you know, they're coming in with their world views. I mean, we have U.S. representatives that were raised Palestinian, with a Palestinian worldview, and others, you know, from Somalia, that they're raised with their worldview. So how does that come and blend? What does that look like, blending in to the American way of life and what we perceive? Because certainly you could argue, maybe those of us who are, you know, so conservative and set in our ways, we have a, you know, kind of a restricted idea and kind of a an interference with expansion. Because like it or not, the landscape of America is changing. And I believe what you're talking about, How We Win in your book, is there's an opportunity there if we're willing to embrace it. But the embracing is on both sides, right? It's not just for people who are traditionalists in the American way of life, as much as it's, you know, maybe just, it's all got to be about, you know, a Muslim perspective or some other faith-based perspective that trumps. It's a matter of what our founding fathers called e pluribus unum, and I say in this commentary that I wrote that it's the unum that draws and unites the e pluribus, that we've got to know what is that one thing that we all have in common with all our differences that binds us together.
You know, it's important that you ask the question in this way. I'm often drawn to the letter that George Washington, our first president, wrote to the Hebrew congregation in Newport, Rhode Island, where he, in 1790, and he talked about America being a country in which we would give bigotry no sanction. And when we think about the power of those words and the power of our Constitution, and who we are as Americans, when you ask the question, are we capable, I 100% say, of course we are. I grew up outside of Boston, and I have many friends who tell me stories of their relatives who had to deal with the time in the Boston area, and not just in New England, clearly. It was in other parts of our country, too, where the sign, Irish need not apply, was very much a part of the common way in which you would live out your life. And we have luckily developed into a country that understands the absolute strength of innovation and creativity with different perspectives and different types of people, that the base of everything is who we are as Americans and what our Constitution stands for, what it is our founding fathers said about freedom. And when you ask that question about who we are as Americans, there's no compromise on what is in the Constitution and the ideas of liberty and freedom of expression and freedom in all types of ways. The ability for every faith group, if you are part of a faith group, to be able to pray freely. These are things that we take very seriously in our country, and we must. Yet despite all of these things that are taking place in what we know, we can see, even despite that power, there are obviously, Bill, and you know it and I know it, that there are forces of us versus them that are pushing our communities in such a way that it's making it really, it's compromising the feeling, the ethos of what it means to be a country that recognizes its strength and its diversity. And I think one of the things that I want to say very strongly is that solutions to this, this problem that we're having around extremism, around the rise of hate, of whatever form it takes, the solutions for that are available and they are affordable. This isn't something that is so hard that we can't figure out. It's not some rare form of cancer that we just haven't discovered what to do yet. We know that there is action each individual can make. And I argue in the book about what I call nano-interventions on a one-to-one level, what you can do. But I also argue that there is responsibility for larger parts of our communities to make a difference. And I call out both business and government to actually those sectors to say, what do you stand for? And what do you choose to do? Do you want to be in a country where hate is reigning supreme? Or do we want to be in a country in which us versus them is not something that we choose to allow around us?
Exactly. And this is something that requires vigilance. This is going to be a process. It's like anything else, you wake up one day and go, oh, gosh, I got an extra 30 pounds here. It didn't happen overnight. And to get rid of that 30 pounds, it's a process to get, to go through that process. First of all, you got to admit that, hey, I got 30 pounds extra. And so, and I believe that our country, because of all the fussing that we've gone through, Farah, I think that the time is now for the country saying, hey, enough of this tribalism, enough of this contention. So we need to understand that we, first of all, because this is a government of, for, by, we, the people, it commands that we be engaged with our government. We're the ones that form it. And even in businesses today is that we can let, even if we're employees, we can let our employers know. And there's all kinds, like you say, there are remedies to that. But if we're not exercising it, then, we're getting along to go along and we're really not part of the solution. We're just adding to the problem. And what you're saying is, look, it's time to stand up, confront the issue and be vigilant about it so that in the name of true liberty for all that we can arrive to where we're all winning, right?
Correct. You said it so beautifully. Thank you for saying it like that.
Well, you're rubbing off on me. It's just, your book is brilliant. I believe it is a must read for people and, that are serious about this. And I think that we are a growing number because we are sick and tired of which is typical in history. You look back and it's always a small minority of people, rebel rousers that cause all these problems. And, the silent majority, sits there and they get overrun and wondered what the heck happened. Well, you were silent. It's time to talk, right?
I couldn't agree more, and I hope that as we understand our own power, we can make a difference in terms of the kind of country we know we can be, and we can push back against what is actually happening right now.
Well, I'm right with you on it. Her book, How We Win, it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Farah Pandith on Bill Martinez Live.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace.
Brace Company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Boeing is now claiming a safety feature that might have helped the pilots of the two jets that crashed in Ethiopia and Indonesia shortly after takeoff will now be offered as standard equipment on the Boeing 737 MAX 8 jets. The equipment was missing in at least one of the jets because aircraft owners opted not to pay any extra money for the safety feature. President Trump has declared that Washington will recognize Israel's sovereignty over the disputed Golan Heights. Some think he's doing it to boost Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu a month before he faces an election. Mr. Trump speaks with Fox Business Network's Maria Bartiromo.
Been thinking about doing it for a long time. It's been a very hard decision for every president. No president has done it.
It's not about Netanyahu's reelection.
No, I don't. I wouldn't even know about that.
This is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here, just the way you like us, fresh and independent, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Paul Gerbel, the doctor, is the director of interventional cardiology and cardiovascular medicine research and professor of medicine at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. He is with us, and we're going to be talking about some news about aspirin. You know, most people know that aspirin is their first... I guess the use of aspirin to prevent the first heart attack, strokes, and heart failure, which is primary prevention, right? I think that's generally understood. Well, we've got an update to tell you about, and this update has led to some confusion among doctors and the general public about the preventative use of aspirin. Some people take aspirin because they've already had a cardiovascular event, like a heart attack or ischemic stroke, which is secondary prevention. Well, in the U.S., aspirin is indicated for secondary prevention. The guidelines do not change the importance of aspirin for these patients. For these people, aspirin could be a life-saving preventative treatment. And as I mentioned, Dr. Paul Gerbel is with us to tell us more about it. Doctor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks very much. Great to be with you this morning.
Well, let's talk about the change in guidelines and what people need to know.
I think you've made an important distinction, Bill, already about the difference between primary prevention and secondary prevention. You know, there's been some confusion in the media and the way the media has covered the update in the primary prevention guidelines. So these guidelines refer to the prevention of a first event, that is, the preventative use of aspirin in patients to prevent the first event. Mm-hmm. This is distinctly different than the secondary prevention guidelines, which are not affected by the new guideline update for primary prevention. Secondary prevention, as you correctly stated, has to do with the prevention of a second event, that is, a prevention of a stroke or a heart attack in patients who've already had a stroke or a heart attack. So there's a real difference between these two types of patients. In the secondary prevention population, we know that aspirin is strongly recommended to prevent the second event. And the most important message I'd like to deliver today is that aspirin is an important regimen that is administered to patients by their physician, and they should not change any of their therapy with any medicine, whether it's aspirin or any other drug that they take, before they first talk to their physician. And in the case of the secondary prevention population, there can really be very serious consequences of stopping aspirin therapy.
So where does the confusion lie here, Paul?
I think Bill, it has to do with the difference between primary prevention, which oftentimes deals with a lower risk population, versus secondary prevention, which deals with a higher risk patient population, where there's unquestionable efficacy of aspirin, where our guidelines give very strong recommendations for the use of aspirin in those patients.
Well, how exactly? Give us an idea of what how aspirin serves to help prevent cardiovascular disease and events like heart attacks and strokes.
Well, of course, heart attack and stroke most often is caused by a blood clot. And aspirin is an important agent that prevents blood clotting. And particularly in the secondary prevention population who've already experienced the blood clot, that is, they've had a heart attack or a stroke due to blood clotting, aspirin has a pivotal role in their therapy.
Now, speaking of aspirin, we've always known it to be safe and effective. That's still the case, right?
Yeah, aspirin is safe and effective, but just like any drug, there are potential side effects of the therapy, and there's efficacy of the therapy. So it really comes down to a discussion with the treating physician, who's best able to determine who's a suitable candidate for aspirin therapy.
Well, we're talking with Dr. Paul Gerbel, the Director of Interventional Cardiology and Cardiovascular Medicine Research and Professor of Medicine at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. And based on proven efficacy, safety, and cost effectiveness, aspirin is widely recognized as one of the preeminent antiplatelet therapies of choice across a wide cardiovascular risk continuum. No one should start, stop, or modify an aspirin regimen without first speaking with their doctor. And Paul, I'm glad you clarified that, because sometimes, aspirin seems like it's so, I don't know, I guess maybe we may take it for granted because it's so pervasive and think that, okay, well, it doesn't matter if I, stop and start. But you're saying once you're on the regimen, it's important that you maintain that, right?
Well, what I'm saying, Bill, and you've very well and very nicely summarized the important point, is that if the patient is on aspirin as administered by a treating physician, there's a strong reason for it, and that the patient should not veer off of that therapy or change that therapy unless there's a discussion with the treating physician. And the potential for serious events like heart attack and stroke in patients who've already had a heart attack and a stroke are real. Mm-hmm. And these events can potentially be fatal. So stopping aspirin carries a potential price in the high-risk cardiovascular patient population, mm-hmm. where the patient, if he stops, he or she stops their aspirin, can sustain an increased risk of another event by 40% to 60%. So it isn't, like you said, maybe we do take it for granted, but it is a very important agent, particularly in the patients who've already had a heart attack or a stroke.
Mm-hmm. Now, the change I don't know if it's so much a change in guideline. For me, being a neophyte here, and I'm a patient, not a doctor, certainly, although my best friend who is a doctor, he always accuses me of practicing medicine without a license. He says, one of these days you're going to get arrested. So I try to walk carefully on this, doctor, so put up with me for just a moment here. But the American College of Cardiology and the American Heart Association, in making these changes, were they more of a clarification than a change of their guideline?
I think really the guideline update has to, for primary prevention, really has to do with an assessment of patient risk, cardiovascular risk. So that is to use the aspirin based on the assessment of the treating physician of the patient's cardiovascular risk of having a first event. I think that is a large part of the guideline update.
Well, I guess in the general, in the general consensus, a lot of people, aspirin, people were hearing about aspirin, and they just started self-medicating in a sense. They just said, oh, I hear aspirin's good for, preventing a first heart attack, so I should just start taking aspirin. Why would that not necessarily be advisable without having any kind of a doctor instruction or evaluation?
That's a great, great question. And, again, aspirin is an important drug, and it does have side effects, and one of the side effects is a bleeding risk. Mm-hmm. Although we see bleeding in less than 1% of patients in the secondary prevention population, use of the agent can be associated with bleeding, and it should never be administered by the patient without discussion with the doctor first. Mm-hmm. So the doctor really is the one to make the decision about whether to use aspirin or not.
Yeah, because it's it's always presented in such a way, oh, just a baby aspirin. And, it's over the counter. I mean, you don't need a prescription for it, so it's easily accessible. So it may give people the wrong idea. And I appreciate, Doctor, you being on with us this morning to talk about this, to clarify it, because I'm sure some of this is news to people. And go, wait a minute, we didn't even see a doctor. I just heard it was good that we take aspirin. So maybe we need to go see a doctor and make sure we're doing the right thing, right?
I would say if the patient is choosing to use it to prevent a cardiovascular event, they should first discuss with their treating physician.
Mm.
Absolutely, and that holds true for most medications.
Without a doubt. Well, where can our listeners go for more information?
Well, Bill, I think a good site that provides valuable information to the lay public is www.bayeraspirin.com.
Well, excellent. Dr. Paul Gerbel has been our guest, Director of Interventional Cardiology and Cardiovascular Medicine Research and Professor of Medicine at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. Dr. Gerbel, thank you so much for all the information. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you very much.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE. com.
Getting America back on track.
The face of the nation.
You guys crack me up.
Bill Martinez live.
You ready? Ready?
Hey, coming at you just the way you like us, fresh and independent. I am Bill Martinez. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all there, including our podcast. If you happen to get, you know, maybe just catch a portion of an interview, and, oh, I want to hear the whole, just go right there. The total podcast, the total interview is there for your convenience. It is absolutely free because we're givers. You can download it, listen at your convenience, share it with your friends and neighbors. Our gift to you. As you know, we've been talking a lot about two movies in particular that deal with abortion. In fact, tonight I am going to be at a Catholic church in Port St. Lucie where we are presenting the Gosnell movie, because one of the things that I have heard repeatedly in the church, when I ask people, have you seen the Gosnell movie? They go, no, I haven't seen it. I saw the trailer, but, you know, I have not seen the movie. I said, look, you have got to see this movie. There's a lot of political force against it, as there is a lot of force coming at a movie soon to be released. You've heard me talk with Abby Johnson on several occasions. The movie Unplanned, which is coming out the end of the month on March 29th on, I think, 800 screens and growing. And this is another one of those must-see movies. Interestingly, the rating, the movie rating industry has given it an R. I will say the Gosnell movie rated PG, but this one R. And as I talked with Abby Johnson, I said it was quite interesting that even the movie industry has figured out that abortion is violent, and that's why they rated R, is for its violence. Well, with us right now, he is the man that that Abby went to when she was, after working with Planned Parenthood as a director for some 8 years, experienced an actual abortion, not on herself. She went and helped out, and I'm out of here. I mean, what I've been told is this is not right. And she needed to talk to somebody that could help her reconcile 8 years of a false narrative. And how do I reconcile this? How do I get to the truth? And she turned to our next guest, Sean Carney, who is the president of 40 Days for Life. Sean, good to have you with us. How are you?
It's good to be back.
back, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, and it's great to be talking to you again. I want to talk about 40 Days for Life, which also ties in with this movement. And as I mentioned, Sean, I have, and I'm going to go to several churches. You know, I do a lot of traveling, and I've offered churches. I said, look, I will come. I'll bring the movie. And at the point when Unplanned becomes available, I'm going to take that movie with me and take it to the churches to make sure that they've actually got in front of it. Because, you know, I guess the common sense kind of knee-jerk reaction, or at least the obvious thing would be, is something like this. People of faith, they should see this. As uncomfortable as it may seem, they need to be aware of these movies and be aware of abortion. We've just kind of gotten, you know, we've gotten casual, and we are no longer affecting the culture. The culture has affected us, right?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And Gosnell is very, very good. It was so well done. We promoted Gosnell. And Unplanned, you know, the problem with Gosnell that I heard from people, and it was frustrating, is they're, I don't want to go see that on a Friday night. The guy was a barbaric abortion doctor, and everybody hates Gosnell. Planned Parenthood even distanced themselves from Gosnell. And Unplanned is different in that there are just under 700 locations across America that have a Planned Parenthood operating.
Right.
And Unplanned really tells the story of not just abortion. I think it's the definitive movie on abortion for sure. Mm-hmm. But it reveals the truth about Planned Parenthood in not a propaganda way, but in a factual way that's been documented. And so it's very well done. They also spent $7 million on Unplanned, and it shows. It's mm-hmm. very professionally done. It's an entertaining movie. And I think, you know, I lived through the movie, and so I first saw Unplanned. They screened it for me at Thanksgiving, and I was just impressed how they captured this beautiful story, and at the same time were able to share, you know, the brutal reality of abortion, but not wear out the viewer.
Right. Well, and the challenge we're dealing with, and I've shared this with priests and pastors across the country, is that, you know, you have to lead out in such a way that there's not, this isn't a point of judgment. You know, this is a point of reconciliation. It's a point of pursuing the truth and really, you know, finding the Father's heart in this. So that if we can do that and be honest with ourselves and see it the way God sees this, this is going to be a very personal issue. It has been a personal issue forever. And I keep saying this, Sean, you know, when I talk to women, not so much men, but particularly women, that have been involved in abortion, they will tell me, they'll say, my child would have been 13 today, or my child would have been 7. The fact that they hold that in their heart and their psyche tells you something. I mean, just because the government said it's legal, it's okay to do, doesn't make it morally right. And we bought into a big lie. 60 million babies have been aborted. We family members. I mean, right now the country is, by the way, we're dying for a labor force. We've annihilated a generation labor force since Roe v. Wade of 1973, 46 years later now. And we're complaining we don't have a labor force. Where do we go? Well, you just killed your labor force for an entire generation. Just, you know, for just straight facts. But beyond that, just look at the psychological damage you've done to the women. And I say the men who are finding out, and you're realizing this as well, is men are growing in consciousness and awareness to realize, oh, my God, what have I done? I'm involved.
I have a lot of men that say, you know, I had a relationship 30 or 40 years ago. And I she told me she had an abortion. I don't know if she was lying, but I could be the father of an aborted child. It happens all the time, and we help those men. And, you know, what's unique, too, about Abby's story is that's where 40 Days for Life first began. It was in College Station, Texas, outside of her facility, and now it's in 816 cities in 56 different countries. But I'll tell you, Bill, 25% of our local 40 Days for Life leaders, these heroes that lead these peaceful vigils outside mm-hmm. of abortion facilities around the world, 25% of them are women who have had an abortion.
Right.
And it's one of the most beautiful statistics we have because it really shows what Unplanned the movie shows, which mm-hmm. is that the pro-life movement is not a bunch of religious zealots telling everybody how to live and judging everybody. It's a movement of people who have a connection to abortion, who've had
exactly.
an abortion, who've mm-hmm. done an abortion.
Yeah. Hashtag that one, huh?
We can hashtag Me Too that as well, is that here's women, you know, dealing with other women, men dealing with other men, helping them reconcile to the situation, to pursue the truth when they bought into this lie. Andy Andrews wrote a book a number of years ago, How Do You Kill 11 Million People? And, of course, it was about World War II and what the Nazis did. And basically it's the same thing. You just get them to buy into a big lie. And this is what Roe v. Wade did. It's perpetuated, but now we've got empirical evidence, sonogram modern technology that, again, just absolutely crushes this lie. So now, you know, Sean, what are we going to do about it?
Well, and I think it's what Abraham Lincoln said, that he doesn't fear a foreign power. He fears that we will destroy ourselves from within. Mm-hmm. And we see that it's not Hitler or Mao or Ceausescu or Stalin that is invading us. It is our own family and, mm-hmm. and the dehumanization of our own children. There's never been anything like abortion in the history of the world. That we would pay somebody to end the life of our child. And just like you said, Bill, it's a huge lie. Mm-hmm. And that's why now more than ever, I think that the timing of all of this is absolutely perfect, as we have, you know, not nuts out on the street advocating for abortion and infanticide. We mm-hmm. have senators and
right.
governors who dress well and sound nice and wear suits telling us calmly that we need to leave a baby on a table and leave her to die if she survives an abortion. Yeah. This wave of infanticide at the timing of this beautiful movie coming out on mm-hmm. March the 29th couldn't be any better. And
yeah, I'm glad you said that, Sean, because I find it quite interesting. We were talking about this the other day, is that, you know, with what happened first in Hawaii, then California, then up in Albany, New York, with everybody celebrating, you know, the murder of late term babies. I'm unbelievable. And then, of course, then what Northam did as the governor for Virginia was like they just went nuts. And I what I'm sensing here a little bit is that the abortionist movement is realizing that the day is dawning for them, that there's too much truth that they cannot overcome, whether it's the Supreme Court pressure and what could happen there. I think it's the reality of people awakening to what abortion has done. And as you say, you've got women, you know, who, hey, I've been there, I've done this, and they are testifying, they are encouraging and helping other women who have been lost, because I'll guarantee you this, I doubt that Planned Parenthood is coming in years afterwards and talking to women and offering them any kind of counseling.
No, when you're done with an abortion, and it, you know, it's $500, 15 minutes, and then it's over, and you know, one of the problems that the abortion movement has had is that in order to really justify it, you have to deny science.
Yes.
That no longer works. We live in 2019, and the other option is to say, okay, well, it is a baby, it is a life, and we have the will to kill it because we're powerful and they're weak. And that's the attitude in the UK. But,
yes.
You know, here in America, we still uphold the dignity of the human person. All of our rights assume life. They don't even argue for life. They assume
right.
life. And, you know, the timing of this movie is beautiful. I hope everybody
right.
goes to see it. They can find their theaters at unplannedtickets.com.
Sean, as we wrap things up, got about 20 seconds left, 40 Days for Life, the beginning of the end of abortion. What you're doing here and what the team is doing on behalf of life is awesome. Remind everybody where they can go for more information on that.
They can go to 40daysforlife.com. It's the number 40, and you can find your location. We have 377 cities.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding is stopped and the itching is stopped.
Her
coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
I'm Holly Thomas.